Hello everyone, I'm Padmini Arhant, author and presenter PadminiArhant.com, Spouse in Divine Mission. I welcome you all to the topic on Pakistan, Pakistan's Supreme Court verdict on Panama Gate. The Supreme Court in Pakistan delivered decision on long-awaited Panama Gate involving ex-Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif and family. The case related to former Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif and family inheritance has drawn a lot of attention. The political family's disproportionate assets held offshore via foreign companies brought to light in the International Investigative Journalism report on elites' holdings worldwide. I'm wondering, whatever happened to the other names on this report, and why no such action has been taken against any one of them? Something to think about, I hope. The nationwide speculations and convictions on this matter finally brought to end by Pakistan's Supreme Court with the expected outcome. The Panama Gate overshadowing spate of terror attacks within and outside Pakistan, verifiable in national media attention, divested not only in Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif's fate, but also the fragile democracy in Pakistan. The removal of the head of state during term in office is not new in Pakistan politics, as similar event happened with predecessor ex-Prime Minister Syed Yusuf Raza Gilani. Pakistan's Supreme Court disqualified then leadership on corruption scandal reminiscent to latest decision against outgoing Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif. Looks like there is a pattern here. Pakistan politics, traditionally governed by military, has been through government successions following assassinations under army's top brass command, seizing power that continued until the presidency of General Pervez Musharraf, by the way, a close Western ally, self-exiled in London, addressing press conferences while in London, left for London in the wake of political storm from abuse of power, returning home not long ago. General Musharraf's series of actions, beginning with declaring emergency, imprisonment of political opposition, barring press and media, factual reporting, clampdown on Supreme Court justices leading to closure of the highest court, to cite a few violations, are regarded a past relic. Understandably, due to support from army and Western foreign powers and allies in the Islamic coalition, the rivalry between Pakistan and India reached the ultimate during General Pervez Musharraf's rule, bringing the two nuclear nations in the Kargil conflict in 1999 on the brink of nuclear confrontation. General Pervez Musharraf was implicated in corruption and implicit connection for ignoring requests to security threats, leading to assassination of former Prime Minister Benazir Bhutto. Late Prime Minister Benazir Bhutto, also a Western-backed choice in Pakistan politics, as member of political dynasty, sharing spotlight on corruption legacy until the slain Prime Minister belated quest for democratic Pakistan, perceived by the internal and external forces to upset the apple cart. Subsequently, Bhutto family Pakistan People's Party induction to power on sympathy vote is conventional practice in South Asian politics, witnessed in India, Pakistan, and Bangladesh, to name a few in the region. The other political party emergence poised as opposition is Tehreek-e-Insaf of Pakistan, meaning liberty and justice, headed by former cricket captain Imran Khan, not without Western shadow in the changing political dynamics and lingering imperial influence. Pakistan's desire for political stability amid terrorism rocking the state from within and periphery, hurting potential meaningful bilateral relations with neighbors all around, is a major challenge for the young nation represented by youthful euphemism on functioning democracy. Furthermore, Pakistan's internal troubles in Balochistan and Sindh provinces seeking secession from the Union exacerbates normal conditions, hindering progress in the consistently challenged political environment. Yet, Pakistan's political factions and other elements' interest remains contentious on Kashmir at foreign behest. I emphasize foreign behest, rather than addressing issues in the domestic front. The intriguing situation in Pakistan, emulating political culture in the region and worldwide, is electing candidates and political parties with established record on corruption, criminal dealings, and activities marring credibility, besides affiliations to international powers' vested interests. In this instance, the corruption exposure against former Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif is not a revelation given the political trajectory. Pakistan's close alliance with Saudi Kingdom, though diminishing in the recent years, and ex-Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif's special ties with Saudi Arabia throughout political career is an acknowledged fact. Then the contemporary link to other Gulf state, Qatar, apparently useful on financial rather than political gains in the turbulent atmosphere. Nonetheless, the precedence on zero tolerance to corruption resulting in the removal of governments in Pakistan applied across the spectrum would demonstrate commitment to purge the nation from graft and, importantly, terrorism. Pakistan is still a safe haven for terror networks and underworld crime syndicates that deserves intervention and expulsions from the domain, freeing the beleaguered population in the country and Indian subcontinent from the menace of violence and persistent terror. Corruption is a global epidemic, stifling growth and opportunity for citizens world over. The political body anywhere entrenched in corruption is the flagship imposing generational poverty and income inequality in society. As such, politics is a gold mine for many to make fortune and attain celebrity status in short period of time and upon term in office, at the expense of those electing them to power, leaving the electorate at the authorities' mercy. Not surprising that politics is not for ordinary people but for the elites, given their entitlement on fame, fortune, and power. Politics is no longer the public service in the competitive power contest. The motto shifted from resolving nation and citizens' problems to acquiring personal benefits and prominence, worsened with international clique dominance, undermining sovereignty and republic rights. Pakistan's course to root corruption extended on terrorism, binding on all, would guarantee a new beginning for the people, paying price with life, livelihoods, and future denied in the bargain for self-promotion and extraordinary prosperity. The citizens of Pakistan hope for stable democracy, devoid of failures in smooth governance, maintaining transparency and accountability, exempting none regardless of stature and influential profile, would reset the nation towards optimism and success. I wish the citizens of Pakistan peaceful transition and coexistence, forging security and economic development with all within and outside the country. I am Padmini Arhant, author and presenter, PadminiArhant.com. spouse in divine mission, convey my peace to all. I will be back with more on events from around the world. Thank you.